What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And across the table, we got Sherry Arnold, Matador Roja,
hey.
Ginger Ninja.
She finally likes us again.
She said, fuck my kids, I'm going to a podcast.
My kids are at their dad's.
This week.
Just kidding.
Next week, it'll be like, can't
fuck this. And then across the boards there, we got producer Chris. Producer Chris.
Hello.
And we are back. Last week, we had a little catastrophic failure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He blew up the computer.
Computer crash. We lost the audio. So right now, we're doing episode 107 part duh.
It's super important. That you put antivirus stuff on your computer and stop going.
It had nothing to do with an antivirus.
Yeah.
It was all the porn that he'd be watching.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the viruses came from. He clicked the link. Your computer's like, you got AIDS. Fuck. God damn it.
And herpes.
Get all of them.
Welcome to the HIV.
All the viruses.
So right now we are operating on a Mac. We'll see how our sound comes out.
I like Mac, man. I think it's good. I think it's good for, like, you know,
it has good applications.
Great applications for sure.
I mean, I don't mind either one in Mac or Windows. I'm used to both, so.
And it's easy to use.
As far as, because I don't do, this is the only audio I do. I don't do anything visual, you know, but I know a lot of people that do. They like Macs.
That's why you had two screens.
I had two screens, so then that way I could play this porn over here and that porn over there.
I mean, technically, like, you've got four screens, five now.
Something that you didn't know is that Chris has two dicks. So he goes, da, 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 da.
All right, put up your dick meters. Doing work.
I can, like, practice going skiing on myself.
Instead of, like, one of those hermaphrodites with, you know, one in the other, like, he just has he has shark penises. There's, like, two of them sticking out.
You know, was it last year? Last year, there actually was a guy. It was on, a Reddit thread or something like that. But there actually was a guy that had two penises.
Did both of them work?
Both of them work.
Was it kind of like two pinkies where, like, one pinky kind of grew off the other pinky?
No, they were actually both based, like, had bases.
Was there four balls?
No, two balls. But he had two actual penises. That
so he had two shafts, two balls.
Two balls, two shafts.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And did he squirt twice?
From what I remember from Ellis,
for you.
They interviewed the guy. Jason Ellis did.
Yeah.
And he was like, both were operational. They could both.
I'd be like,
Yeah.
Is it kind of like when you gravitate towards one titty? Do you have a favorite side, sir? How does this work? Well, that one doesn't feel as much.
The one
that
I'm closest to?
Right.
Well, I'm right-handed, so I mean, naturally.
No, I'm an equal opportunist titty licker.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny.
You should know that.
I was telling you guys last podcast. I mean, it obviously didn't get published because of the catastrophic failure.
I know.
But one of my guys was like, hey, man, you're saying something about podcasts. I was like, yeah, I got a podcast. He's like, what's the name of your podcast? I said, Locker Room Talk. He's like, let me guess. I was like, guess. He's like, dick jokes. I was like, for sure. For sure there's dick jokes. We have Wallow on the podcast. He's like the master dick joker.
Am I?
Kinda.
Am I really?
And poop. Pee. Anything kind of gross. Anything pretty, nothing. Anything that doesn't need a bunch of layers.
She called me an asshole, but she was the one that was talking about penises just a second ago.
She was. Gargle, too much work. That's okay.
You know, you can't live without it.
I got a quick question. Is that BCAs inside your shaker there?
That is Extend Go.
Extend Go, is that the shit that John Jones had?
Workout.
Oh.
Well, at least I don't have to be tested for it.
Well, listen, he passed his last test.
He did pass his last test.
No so pulsing confusing. Effect. Yeah. Hot
weird,
work.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? I thought it was supposed to stay in his body for years.
Exactly.
Oh, well, hey, guess what that means?
He was at the end of his cycle.
Or we get to see more John Jones fight.
Well, he's fighting again.
Him and Holly Holmes fighting on together, that card. Together, yeah. And fighting on that card.
He's fighting Holly Holmes. Yeah. That bitch don't have a chance.
No, she does not.
She don't. John Jones going to whoop her ass.
Now, did you see John Jones' comment about he was wanting to get into boxing? He wanted to fight Deontay Wilder or one of those guys that he felt like he really didn't have anything left to prove in the UFC.
Ooh. Rock on, bro.
Yeah.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
Go find Deontay Wilder. The guy that just fought Fury and lost or tied?
Tied.
Tied.
Yeah, I don't think he will do well.
No.
I mean, he Let's get this straight.
He's a superb athlete.
He is a great athlete.
Yeah, he's a great fighter.
He's a great MMA fighter.
Yeah. Has he knocked anybody out with his hands? Other than this last fight right here, that TKO?
Well, that was on the fucking ground.
Well, that's TKO. Yeah. I meant really knocked somebody out. Like
standing. You mean like standing knockout?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That would really be a big challenge for him, though, because he has never really knocked anybody out.
And Deontay Wilder's got what? 40 fights and 39 knockouts?
He's been doing this since he was fucking 21.
That's what he does. He generates a lot of power, too, for a little guy.
He ain't that damn little.
He's bigger than me, but compared to Tyson Fury.
Fury, yeah. He was like 208 or something like that.
And 208, 215, something. I mean, he's bigger than me, but I'm saying it's for like that weight class. Yeah, he's little heavyweight.
Yeah, because I think Tyson came in around 240.
Yeah, by a lot.
Yeah, he came in as a heavyweight.
Look, a lot of those guys get to like 260 and shit.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury got up like the Undertaker, bro. He got knocked out. And he was like, boom. You're like, whoa, lights dim, thunder started clashing a little bit. Wall was like, fuck yes, WWE. And I was like, no, it's not WWE, it's boxing. It's just as bad.
Listen, I haven't watched just WWE kidding, just kidding, guys. Since 2005. And like I said last week.
Was it WWF? Did I fuck it up?
Sorry. No, it was WWE. No, it was,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Used to be WWF.
Yeah.
Used to be. That's when I saw it.
I haven't watched wrestling since like 2005. But like I said last week. I do keep up with Chris Jericho. And so
you're going to be watching the news.
Listen.
Well, Jericho's going to come on the podcast, probably.
I'm hoping. I hit him up. He hasn't responded, but, you know. But here's the thing.
it's in that random message box.
So Dusty Rhodes' son, Cody Rhodes, aligned himself with the Young Bucks and basically the Cons, which own the Jaguars, and they started their own federation. Is the All Elite Wrestling. So I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we talked about it last week. So I'm looking forward to actually start watching.
Can I start my own Federation Wrestling thing?
Sure.
All right, cool.
If you've got the money that Shad Khan and them's got, sure.
Yeah.
Shad Khan.
Well, his son is Tony, but he's like the main guy involved.
Tony Khan?
Yeah. So it should be interesting. And he's based out of Jacksonville. So maybe they'll have more shows here.
I say we just like find a parking lot, dude, and bust out the camera and YouTube it.
No, there's already too many backyard wrestling things.
No, not backyard wrestling. I said parking lot.
Pretty close to the same
thing.
That's
not spelled nowhere near the same.
Parking lot wrestling? Yeah, it doesn't sound like backyard
wrestling. Not at all.
At all.
No.
Thank you.
At all. Thank you, buddy. You stagger the cars, you know.
Yeah.
One right behind the other. So it's kind of like monster truck meets backyard wrestling.
Like you park him, but you kind of stagger him so everybody's got a view of.
Word. Oh, yeah. So they pull
old,
up.
Old school with the cars.
Like that blood, like blood sport, but like.
Well, yeah, you do it in a dark place and all the cars just turn on their lights and boom.
It's fucking Roadhouse all over again.
Yeah. Is it Roadhouse? What? No.
There was Jean-Claude Van Damme. Lionheart. Pick a fucking
Lionheart. It was Lionheart. That's right.
Well, pick a movie. That scene has been done so many fucking times.
Sure?
Yes.
Dig it, dude.
Well, I don't remember the one that you're talking about. When was it?
He said Roadhouse.
Yeah. I said Roadhouse. I don't know. I remember some scene where he fought a guy in front of some headlights.
Oh, yeah. That's at the end. Yeah. When he gets there with his car. And...
Yeah.
We're talking about a circle of cars. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, it's like
But that was Lionheart.
Yeah, that was dope. That was like... So it's kind of like Roadhouse, but like dope. Times it by a bunch of more cars and people fighting in the middle
You're
of it.
You're so pretty. I don't know if I want to fight you or if I want to fuck you.
I had a guy say that to me once.
Oh, yeah?
Not to me, but
And then you beat him up?
I did.
I'd have been laughing. I'd be like, bro.
It was so bad. Well,
I know the movie that you stole that from.
He said it. He said it from.
He was gay in the movie and you were gay too.
he said it. Do you guys remember Angelica?
Yes. Brotherton?
Yeah.
No, she's...
That's a different last name now.
Nicholson now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Nicholson.
Okay.
Well, that guy had said it to her current husband now, and then he told her, and then she told me right after the weigh-ins. And I was like, he said what? He's like, I don't know if I should... He's so pretty, I don't know if I should fight him or fuck him in front of his family or some shit like that. It was something crazy like that.
And he said that about you?
Yeah. And I was like, what? Oh, shit.
Thank you for calling me pretty, but you're not fucking
yeah,
me in front
I mean,
of my
I was,
family.
I did come from work. I had a button-up shirt and some slack. So, yeah, maybe I looked a little nicer than he did. These fucking stupid tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos are stupid.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
The ones on his face and head were, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that a lot now. a lot of people putting
and they're face just trash
no,
ones.
No, you
trash
see a lot ones. Of SoundCloud rappers with face tattoos. Yeah,
well, it's like trash tattoos on their faces. So like not even good ones, man. It's like not even happy, people that
sad.
Well, I mean, aww. What kind of good fucking tattoo are you going to stick on your face?
I don't know, man, but there's some cool fucking
like a skull.
Mandela designs and shit like that that people do, like with, you know, on the side of their fucking skull.
Okay,
and,
yeah, so that's, you know, one. That's one in like a million
there's
people.
Like, there's like this one that comes down the jawline that looks kind of dope. Not like, what's his name?
Tyson. Like a fucking ice cream. Not like Mike Tyson. With some lightning bolts.
Or yeah,
that just it. Tells me one thing. They have no ambition. Because they're not going to get a job ever.
Or they're very confident in what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like, listen, I'm going to fuck up my face because this is the only thing I'm ever going to do. And I'm so confident that I'm going to be so successful at this. This doesn't matter.
That ended up pretty well for Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yo. Hey, though. Have you guys seen
He's like, God, stop. Please, stop. No. Okay, he's in jail.
Okay, yeah. But did you see the video? Stop. I'm trying to talk here. Did you see the pictures of him grabbing those girls' asses in jail and shit? The big booty girl and all that stuff?
No.
Yeah. He's getting tail in jail.
Really?
Yeah, chicks.
Yeah.
It's on the, look it up, Tekashi. You can look it up on the thing. Tekashi 6ix9ine in jail pictures.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I don't care enough to.
It's right there. Yeah. I was like, what?
No, that's what crashed Chris's computer last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't look up no Tekashi shit.
Let's not look up any porn and shit.
The TMZ.
I don't think it was a team. I think TMZ probably has it. You can pop up TMZ.
Yeah.
Probably right up in the front there. Hey, look, Graham McKellar hair guy cut his hair and he's grabbing girls' asses in prison.
That's one of those things where fine. I would actually look it up if I was interested in that. But I'm interested in that as much as you're interested in women's fighting.
I love women's fighting.
Lies.
Right. And I loved Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're like, hey, Art, would you like to watch some homoerotic wrestling with me? WWE? Or would you like to watch, like, girls fight? And I was like, watch the girls fight all day long.
We just lost that shot of kidding Chris Jericho on the podcast.
No, I want him to explain to me how it's
you
not
just
gay.
Called him homoerotic.
I just said maybe
no longer friend of the show.
Just the actions of the Speedos and the faces might be.
Speaking of friend of the show, did y'all happen to see Austin's announcement this week?
No. What is it?
He's on the radio.
With who?
He's a co-host and one of the stations here in Jacksonville, one of the sports, the station that's the sports center, the ESPN station here in Jacksonville.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's super dope. Well, you know, he went to school for that. And you know what I mean? So that's awesome, man.
Yeah. He got announced as the, he's a co-host with him.
Nice. That is awesome. We should reach out and have him on so he can talk about that.
He's probably like, hey, I can't go on your show anymore, dude. He's like, I made it, bro. You guys
bro,
helping me.
I'm on ESPN now, bro. I got to keep my image clean. Well, he's always had a good
image. He has clean. Even when he's been here, to be honest.
He never cursed nothing.
No, he's always been super clean with it. I think.
He may have, but I don't know.
He does it pretty much on purpose, though. It's either that or that's just his personality.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him like. Slanted sideways in any way.
He's not telling dick jokes like I do.
Yeah. He'll be starting Monday, 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN 690 Action Sports Jax here.
Nice. What's up, Jeremy? What's going on, Drone Hustler? I don't know why your shit's not working.
It says it's focusing it.
Let's see.
Drone Hustler.
Camera? Oh, it looks fine.
Yeah. Mine was out of focus when I.
It's your phone.
It's your phone.
I'm not the only one saying it.
Maybe you should update.
Refresh.
Hey, I updated my shit, guys, just so you know.
What?
Just saying. Yeah. You guys said make sure you update your stuff. My phone's been updated.
You did it again all by yourself?
Yeah. Super, I didn't even have to be told
super
or nothing.
Proud.
So, that looks fuzzy?
This is the problem I'm having, though. I have a
listen,
six
the camera's
S+.
Zooming in, so it's a little fuzzy. Yes, we know. It's good. But we don't have a great camera.
No.
So I've been looking at so Jeremy's been posting some drone videos. And they look fucking amazing.
They do.
Dude, he should do a drone. Just go.
No, not here. Not here.
Or maybe.
Do you know how loud that thing is?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's a reason why there's music. There's a reason why there's music on those videos.
In drone videos? Oh. He just takes the sound out, audio out.
He puts, music to them. And they look fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
I guess one of his homeboys is doing the same thing with him. And he was flying some drones the other day, too. And I was like, man, this footage just looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Do they, like, race drones, too? Have you seen those drone races?
Yeah.
Those are so dope. They put, lights on them.
The FPV, what is it?
Yeah, first person.
They were like these VR goggles.
Some do. Yes. Or they look at the screen the fucking big board thing.
When that shit comes on ESPN, I can't stop watching. It's on ESPN? Why. Yeah.
That got on ESPN way faster than the UFC did.
Well, those guys don't juice.
Exactly. But like you should, like there, if you'll go on YouTube, Jesus. You can watch some, I think they're like free flight videos. Like, so they'll do like acrobatic shit with the drones.
Later, brother.
These things, I mean, you can soup those things up to where they just move ungodly fast.
Well, it reminds me of like them cruising through Endor and shit like that with the Ewoks. Just
yeah, there's a video. I think I've saved it on my YouTube. I watched it a couple times because it's got a good track and it shows a guy going through an abandoned warehouse from the view of the drone.
Yeah,
racing, going up through the busted up ceiling, flipping it.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, wow. But see, what's nice is all that is. Like, if you've played video games or you've played first-person shooters, it's real easy to pick that up because you have to have spatial awareness of where you are, because you can't – all you're doing is you're just looking from the front of the drone.
Yeah.
So that you just have to be able to map
everything. Remember everything as you, like, drove.
As you flew by and around it. So it's real easy to pick up. My buddies, when I did it up in Atlanta, you know, you put the little goggles on, take a little getting used to because you're just not used to that image being so close, but then you're just like, oh. Cool. You could just fucking fly. And you go.
He said,
and it's awesome. You know, it takes a little because, you know, your depth perception gets off. So you really have to kind of know what you're doing. What I did versus what he could do was two completely different things. Like I was, you know, circling around the tree kind of thing.
I imagine Chris like, look what I can do. Look what I can do. Just kind of like hopping up a little bit.
I don't know.
And the other guy's like doing tricks around fucking loops and hoops.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was being extra careful because I'm not about to. Oh, let me see if I can't.
Fuck
you know,
up your $400 drone.
$400? Yeah, no.
Yeah, good luck with that shit.
$400 camera on your drone?
The camera alone, like those. Oh, we have a call. Hold on.
Just FYI, that's $200
drone. Robbie tried to call me.
That's a $200 drone.
Well, you got ripped off, sir, because I get that $15.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk. Who do we have? That sounds like Polar Bear.
That sounds like.
What the fuck is up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
He's becoming a regular.
I like that you're becoming a regular.
It's funny as shit. I work so fucking much, and I'll fucking be booking face on the phone and shit. I'm looking over there. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers are on. That's right.
Damn right.
That's right. We're here for your entertainment.
That's right.
And for you to participate with us.
Saturday night.
You fucked art.
Do it right.
Fucking fucktard. You fucking fuckball.
Hey, have you seen what's his name? Kobe Covington's shit on social media going off on Dana White?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't see that. He went off on Dana White. Yeah. What happened?
Did you see it, Terry?
No, I didn't.
He basically told him to fuck off and to get rid of him if he really wants to, because they gave the title shot to fucking Kamaru Usman instead of him. Because remember, he was the interim champ. And he was supposed to fight Woodley next, and they gave it to Kamaru.
Ooh.
So he was pissed off, saying that Dana White lied to him, that he's a piece of shit.
Hey, is Woodley still mad at Dana White, or are they cool now?
Mad at who?
The Dana White. Is Woodley and Dana White, are they friends yet?
I'm sure they're still mad at each other.
Yeah.
Somehow. Ain't that right, Chris?
Oh, I'm sure. It's a white guy and a black guy. They hate each other.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. I'm kind of in the middle. I don't know these things. I just sit over here, drink my bang bang.
So what have you been up to, Polar Bear?
Oh, man. Fucking grinding, bro. Grinding.
Yeah. Are you making that money, honey?
Man, just to give it away, man. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, these strippers don't get paid much at Wacko's.
Yeah, but they have a good time doing it, though.
Yeah. You're going to have to start charging by the pound, bro.
If you enjoy it, it's not work, right?
Right? Yeah, if you're having fun, it's not work. It's like, if I could be drunk at work all day, I'd be fucking great. I wouldn't give a fuck, but...
Well, don't you have to be
professional and shit.
Don't you have to like math and shit?
Yeah, you gotta do a bunch of shit.
It's like
we got so much shit going on. It's fucking crazy.
It's like this beam needs to go about 13 feet across and 2 feet wide. And then he cuts it in half and be like, oh shit, I fucked up.
That's one foot wide.
That's why they have scab wood. You just take some scab wood and put it back on there.
No.
Put it back together.
Well,
scab wood.
These fucking these stadium lights, bro. I couldn't believe. And there's only like two companies in the fucking U.S. that even does them. And fucking Musco. These fucking things for four lights on this fucking stadium, dude. $400,000 just for the fucking lights.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Fucking stadium lights. And
is that what you're getting paid right now? $400,000 to switch them out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm on a $2.2 million job, player.
Oh, damn.
Pogad moving up in the world. So.
I wish I had
at least they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
$2 million job that they just gave me, like, I don't know, 99% of it. That'd be good. Then I'd tattoo my face.
That shit. I think that was the biggest thing when I got in my own business. I was like, oh, hell yeah. You know, you do all this. You got to do taxes and this. You got all this money. It starts coming in. You're like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Then you start looking at what you spend in materials, labor, all this shit. I was like, fuck, man. You're about making the same shit you were when you're working for somebody.
Yeah, but nobody's telling you what to do, though.
Exactly.
You just work harder because it's yours.
Yeah, true. That's what I love about Sheila. I'll tell you, there's nothing like when you go up to a customer and they're like, listen, this is kind of like this. Like, hey, look, this is what we talked about. We did this within the contract. What's fucking no? That's bullshit. You do this. I'm like, bro, you can go find somebody else. Kick rocks.
Yeah, he don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah, if it's in the contract, you got to go buy it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, customers, it's fucking crazy, bro. I've seen some of them, they'll go in there, and they're like, those are like, well, no, you do this, you need to do that. It's like, and you try to be nice, dude. You know, you always want return customers, you want to do this shit. But when they're like, you literally got to tell them, they're like, bro, that's fucking double the fucking job that we talked about what we're going to do. Now, I'm trying to help you out over here, but you guys want to start going fucking retarded. I gotta start charging for this shit. There's only so much you.
If you want to go retarded, you're gonna get retarded prices. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, exactly,
guys. This is my. We can't say retarded anymore.
If you're gonna be slow, you're gonna get slow prices. Retarded is literally slow. That's all it means. It's slow.
Hey, I got a story about that shit, man. They just got rid of this other fucking super that was out there on the truck. And. He got his panties all up in a bunch for standing over there. He's like, I said, damn, dude, I think that one kid, the kid over there, because he left the gate open. And it was a bunch of special needs kids.
Oh, my God.
Because, listen, the special needs kid got out. Well, the super, he's special, too. But the fucking kid got out and fucking go. I was like, well, I don't go want to go run and tackle the kid. You know what I mean? But it wasn't me left the gate open.
Yeah.
Right, so hey, but there, yeah, but no. Here's the funny part: everything got taken care of. But that other super dude, he got his panties all on the watch. I was panicking. I couldn't think of it. I was like, dude, the fuck? I couldn't think special needs. I couldn't sit here and think of the kid who has deficiencies. I was
called him retarded.
The fucking the retarded kid's right there, dude. Dude. Bro, hey, listen,
bro,
listen.
You can't say it like that.
He had a coronary, bro. He had a coronary because he's slow. Hey, so he started trying to go up. I said, dude, listen, I wasn't calling him retarded. You know what fucking retard means? Do you know what retard means? He's like, the B-pin as a special. I'm like, dude, listen, I'm telling you right now. Retarded means you're fucking slow. I don't mean you're fucking stupid. Don't mean you're this. I don't mean this. It means you're slow. And this kid, I probably misspoke because he wasn't fucking slow. That motherfucker was shitting and kidding when he got out that gate.
He's like, I'm not retarded. You're retarded.
You're retarded. Oh, I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
Stupid. He was actually just Mexican. Hey, stupid. I'm not retarded.
I just speak slow.
Chinga.
I could just see Terry go, hey, the retarded kid got out.
Oh, my God. Terry, you can't say it like that. It's all about context.
I was trying to be fucking, all right. I'm like, fucking, dude. I was like, dude, the fucking retarded kid just got out the door, and he ain't too retarded because he's booking.
You probably, you probably can't say fucking retarded. You probably just say, hey, I think the mentally retarded guys, the slow kids, well, they're fast,
My favorite thing, I love getting them down. I love getting, especially on the construction sites, man. Motherfuckers be like, they'll get upset if he's calling them just you know, if you call him a black or you call him fucking Puerto Rican, you call him, you know, whatever you want to call him. I get over there and everyone, hey, man, yeah, this is the white dude. I said, hold up, swelled up. I ain't no fucking white dude. I'm a Caucasian. He looks at me like, what the fuck's a Caucasian?
White dude.
Forget about it. I'm an Anglo-Saxon. Okay, I'm Irish. Scottish? You know any of this shit?
Anglo?
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's Viking in there somewhere. Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
So anyway, what happened with the retarded kid? Did they catch him?
They got him. Okay. They caught him. Yeah.
He stopped to eat paint, so they were able to catch
him. Oh, my God, Chris. Was it like a Waterboy moment, though? Like, they had to run him down, like, boo, tackle him to the ground. Like, get back in your pen. And start cattle prodding him back over there. Like, I don't want to go. Like,
I get him in there. I think we're all going to hell.
Oh, I've had that most ticket.
Definitely going to hell.
No, I've had that ticket.
Not ever getting a job again. I better make it hell. I'm doing.
Might as well just put tattoos on our
face. Might as well just put tattoos on our face because we're going to hell.
Hey, listen, I got the funniest story. It would take a little bit, but
I'll go ahead,
y'all have to remind me.
We got time.
Well, no, y'all have to remind me because I'm over on my other job now, so I got to jump out. They're probably looking.
Hey, quick question before you go, though.
Yeah.
Let's say you didn't have to worry about money anymore. Would you tattoo your face?
If I didn't have to worry about money no more,
yeah,
I've always liked the, and you'll laugh, the tattoo. I like the where it's right underneath your chin, like right at your jawbone.
Yeah,
it goes down your neck.
Yeah,
I don't know what style that is or what it was.
The Cody Garbrandt type situation.
What is it?
Cody Garbrandt type situation, like, you know, the fighter Cody Garbrandt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, it goes down. I don't know why, man, but if I was gonna do it, I wouldn't do anything directly on my face. But then my neck and maybe like the back side of my ear or some shit like that. But it would have to be something, you know, something I really wanted and I designed it and shit.
Well, let me ask you this. I hate
fucking doing piece shit.
Are you going to see it every day? I mean, if he's in the back of your ear, you're never going to see it.
You don't see him. Right. You don't see him after a few years.
Well, the one in the back of your ear. Yeah, I don't see my tattoos anymore. The one in the back of your ear is very basic now. I'm going to be honest. It's like a tramp stamp of tattoos.
It really is.
Don't do the behind your ear, bro.
So I should go get one?
If you're going to go do it, you get to do it on your fucking face, bro. Be a man.
Yeah.
Be a man. Get a good one on your face.
Dirty's got one behind his ears. He's got his wife's initials.
Who's Dirty?
Yeah.
George.
Oh, Dirty Southpaw.
Oh.
George Regan.
He gets a pass. He gets a pass.
Listen, that man broke somebody.
That's just like that big, huge, swole, cocked up motherfucker.
Listen, you know, he broke somebody's jaw. I ain't fucking with him.
Listen, George, he gets a pass.
Yeah.
You though, motherfucker, no, you better not.
he broke somebody's jaw in a fight. You know, I'm not saying shit.
Hey, that's when you pick and choose your battles. You see some tweeb looking fucking, like, you fucking tramp stamp motherfucker with a tattoo. Then you see George, man, that's really interesting lining.
Damn, your artists do that line work, though.
That's shading. Yeah. It's really good.
How long that take? Must have hurt. Not a man like you, though.
Right? That's pretty sick, bro. I mean, I couldn't do it, but I mean, that's pretty cool.
Definitely couldn't do it. Not basic, but you know what I mean for you, though.
Yeah. But it works. It, you know, some stuff works for some people. It works for you.
Yeah, it definitely works for you.
I wouldn't. Yeah. If I had all the money in the world, I still wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
No, fuck no.
Would you put like?
I would. Like I said, I wouldn't do anything on my face. I don't like that stuff on the face, but I like the, for some reason, the. And it was the old Western I'd seen. It was an Irish, he was an Irish assassin, guy. He had I'll have to find a picture and send it to you guys, but the design of it, and it just looked sick, dude. I don't know what it was. You're in a business suit, like an old fucking World War One
style,
you know, business dude, you know, kind of a boulder hat. He comes walking out, you know, you got the old, that hair, they have the long hair, it's slicked back and it's shaved underneath. And then he's got his tattoo, and it just goes down his neck. And I don't know. It just felt like, damn, that was sick. But I'd have to see it, too. You know, you got the double chin going on. It might not look so good.
No. So I was going to say, man, actually, if you get a neck tattoo, and then say you have kind of a double chin going on, it actually will accentuate your jawline all the way.
That's
like a fucking permanent beard.
Yeah, just like.
Hey, you know what? That's so funny you said that. When I first came in the military, that was the one thing I couldn't stand is I had to fucking shave. Because I look like baby fucking Huey. You know what I mean? It just doesn't look good with me without no fucking facial hair. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that you can have is the porn star mustache. And that, damn, I don't do mustaches. It just don't look good. So I was like, man, I wonder what would happen if I just got like a light, not like a definitive line. You know what I mean? But it's a light little, gray wash tattoo of a regular strap or something like that. So you're shaved, but
you take them coming down the sideburns, down the jaw. Chicks don't dig.
Yeah, but then you're stuck with it for life. You know what I mean? I'd get bored too easy. I'd be like, fuck.
You're like, how do I shape this thing up? Oh, it's a tattoo. Fuck. God damn it.
Yeah. I have to do those temporary tattoos, really. Bearing the ink all pushes out in like, what, a couple of weeks or some shit?
Yeah.
I can see Vaughn and Terry getting drunk one night.
And Vaughn tattooing Terry's face?
No. Polar Bear, shaving his whole head and getting a tattoo of a helmet with a chin strap.
And then I'd be like, look at that retard. He's got a helmet
He's
on.
He's already got the helmet.
Oh, hey, that would be even funnier if I got into an argument with somebody saying, you can't call them retarded. Oh, yeah? Look at this shit, motherfucker. I can call anybody retarded I want.
And then when he grows his hair, he just looks like he only's got a shin strap. That's it.
I am not retarded.
It's like,
what would you do? Imagine the situation. You got some fucking 300-pound fucking fathead with the skin. He's got a fucking helmet and a strap tattooed on his head in a bar. He just comes at you, starts rubbing his belly and doing, woo! I freak out.
Well, so the situation he's talking about right there was my very first fight over in Atlanta. And he was going through a diabetic episode like that morning when we woke up after the fights. And my brother was like, hey, Terry, what are you doing? And Terry like gets up and he's like putting water from the fridge into the freezer. And then Frank's like, my brother was like, what are you doing, Terry? And he goes over there, starts fucking with Frankie, like hurting him though. And Frank's like, oh my God, get off me. And then like he looks over at me. He's like rubbing his belly and patting his head. He goes, boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. We call his wife. We're like, something's wrong with Terry. He's like, oh, he's having an insulin. He needs insulin. I was like, oh my God. He's like, gotta shoot him. I was like, oh my God, he's gonna die.
So he acts like a Curly from the Three Stooges when he has an insulin attack.
Apparently, like he had a hard time breathing, and that was his way of communicating that he couldn't breathe. according to Jess. We were like, oh my God. Soon as he had got his medicine, he was totally fine. He was like, what? I don't understand. He's like, I was putting the waters in there. I don't know why I was putting the waters in there because we're about to leave. I don't know.
Yeah. I suppose the dude you should have seen. But I think the worst is to see Frankie's face, dude. He's just completely blank, scared out. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. You were about to mount up or something. I don't know what's going on, but he was scared.
Yeah, I've never seen Frankie so sincere. He had that face like, bro, please don't ever do that again.
You're like, dude, you're like, man, I don't remember what happened. Did you remember what happened? Did you know? I never asked you that.
I caught it afterwards. That's why I hate, like, Jesse will be yelling at me. She'll be like, just go get something to eat. Just go get some sugar. Don't you get something? I was like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about. Just do it. And then, so now we've got a deal. So she says it. I'll just go do it because every time that it's happening, I'll go get some sugar, I'll get something, and I sit there for like 5 minutes, and then once I sit down, I'm like, fuck.
Got me again.
Yeah, you are. So now it's just, if she says, if she feels weird, or somebody says, like, you need something to drink, you need some sugar, oh, you always say no. I don't know why the hell you say no, but now if I hear it, I was like, fuck it, because what's the worst case scenario? It's not what the problem is, and then I just take a little bit of insulin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
better safe than sorry.
Well, we all learned a lot. So that was a crazy night.
You all right, bro? You seem like you're choking and shit.
I did. I liquid down the wrong pipe.
Oh, did you actually try to breathe some of the bang?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sometimes, not good.
I've been doing that a lot lately. I don't know what the fuck, man.
Maybe you should slow down on the bang consumption.
They're sucking the bang down, huh?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Lord. Christ.
We're going to die here.
Hey, let me get up here. I got to get up here. I got to get up to the other job, man. All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, well,
I'll see you later. I'll holler at you cats later.
Peace.
Holler for a dollar.
Go.
The one and only Polar Bear. So that's kind of funny how he was trying to communicate that he was having,
breathing, yeah.
An insulin attack.
Yeah, a lot of times when people have those, they have zero idea what the fuck's going on.
Yep, he's done. Yep, done skis.
Maybe he shouldn't drink that much then. He's having diabetes.
Well, a lot of times it's low sugar.
Also, he should have more.
Yeah. You have to give them like their little glucose tablet or, some orange juice. My grandma
used to carry around like a little cake icing in her purse.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If your blood sugar gets like super low, your body is, to a point, but you're operating, but there ain't no driver.
Nope.
Listen, if I carry around some cake icing, you know where it's going.
These nuts.
I thought you liked honey.
You know what?
I said I thought you liked honey.
Let's say, do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
Well, somebody's going to lick him off.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
Damn. No, he's just saying. He's like, I showered, I honey, do this.
Are you all right? Are you going to get back to your...
Fuck me. I don't think I stand.
A little bit of water left.
I got water too. Huh.
We're having issues with Arden. His voice.
Catastrophic.
Yeah, we're having catastrophic failure.
First the computer crashes. Now he's crashing.
Yeah, his voice is crashing. He's like...
He's going to go die in the bathroom. Put his finger down his throat. Jesus Christ.
He's going to... No. Turn up the music.
Dude, if you make your throw up on my floor...
I just drank all that water.
Sherry's got a problem when she hears somebody puking. She's a... What is it? A sympathy puker?
Don't something like that.
Well, that was...
Something like that. I just lost my suit. Oh, is that what came up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You feel better now?
Don't.
Oh. Whew.
You okay, Sherry?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
See, look at her face.
See, that's the drop you need. So we could do like
no.
Like the Christina Pazinski.
She's
the same way.
She's worse.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's way worse than Christina.
What?
Your Mom's House podcast, Tom Segura and his wife, Christina P. She's the same way. Like, she cannot hear somebody puke.
Sorry, guys. I just had a vomit real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear it.
It just like freaks her out. So like every now and then they'll just be having a conversation. He'll just slip a drop in of somebody puking. And she has to like throw the headphones off and just everything.
Stop it.
Stop it.
That was powerful.
Because the ones he pulls are pretty bad.
They got a new studio.
Yeah. I haven't watched or I haven't listened to the new podcast.
It looks like they're doing a network because
I saw they had like a lot of guests.
Well, not only that, those guys are going to be working out of there, out of that studio.
Oh, okay.
So what's his name?
That seems to be the thing now. Like a lot of people are doing that. Your podcasts are conglomerating and kind of becoming like a studio.
Like
Schaub
and
Tiobhan.
Well, they're all in the same building.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
They like creep up to each other. It's like, hey, this it is today. And Theo, like, my brother tried to fuck me. And it's like, Segura is like,
you're retarded.
I have no shirt on.
That's Bert Kreischer.
That's Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer's like, privet.
No, but he does it out of his house. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Actually, he's building a studio too.
Is he?
Who's the long haired guy? What's his name?
Tiobhan.
No, the other guy with the dark hair. Yeah, you know.
Chris D'Elia?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, shit. D'Elia's fucking funny.
Yeah.
They all are.
He's like kind of funny to me.
Yeah, well.
When you see him.
Theo Von's really funny to me.
When you see him like doing his stand up, he's hilarious because of his movement.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So maybe.
There was one video I saw. It was him and Callan were on the stage together, basically roasting each other. And it was fucking hilarious.
Well, that's what Schaub and Theo Von do now with their podcast.
Yeah, they do.
They have, what is it? The Rat King and the Bee Sting. Yeah, so that was pretty funny.
Did you guys catch the thing with Michael Bisping and his... What's his sidekick?
Luis Gomez.
They was talking shit about Brendan Schaub and Brian. About taking jabs back and forth at each other. And I think they're just being sensitive because... Oh, I think I got it up. I'm good now. All right.
Cool.
There you go. So they was talking shit back and forth about the different podcasts.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
I'll have to watch it. I haven't seen that one.
So when was this? I mean,
probably like maybe a month ago, if that.
No, old news.
Did you see Did you see Matt Serra got all pissed off this week at TJ? Yeah, he did. Well, he fucking railed.
What happened?
But he called back, though.
He did. He did. TJ, they called TJ.
Dillashaw.
Yeah. And I guess he didn't know that he was doing an interview. He just answered the phone. He saw the number pop up, so he answered the phone.
He's like, oh, Enzo, what's up?
And they were like, he was like, oh, guys, I didn't know I was doing this. I'm going to a workout.
I got
to
go.
And they were like, oh, well, cool. Well, you know, while we got you just real quick. And TJ was like, no, really, I got to go. I'm going to my training, and hung up. And it was like, all this was set up. They'd already talked to the producer. And it was like, I haven't heard. Yeah. I hadn't heard like TJ's side. Cause he did like apologize about it, but like it made fucking Matt Serra mad.
Oh, it's Matt Serra. Oh, I said Enzo, didn't I?
Yeah. No,
I was thinking those two together somehow.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Enzo black belt.
Yeah. So. That makes sense.
But like he went off for a good 10 minutes of like just. You know, that's fucked up. I mean, just in his typical kind of fashion. It's kind of funny.
Let's call Cejudo. I bet you he answers.
Yeah.
Dude, you see the picture of Cejudo today on Instagram with his strength and conditioning coach? Dude, he's looking jacked.
Cool. Good for him. Because TJ Dillashaw is looking jacked, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
And it's a shame that I'm not going to watch it because it's on ESPN and Plus.
Plus, yeah.
Fuck that.
$9.99 a month.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you have to subscribe to ESPN if you want to watch
it. Yeah, it's kind of like another UFC fight night.
Yeah.
What is it? Fight Pass.
Fight Pass.
Yeah.
For $99.
No,
$9.99. The same.
But it's like I've already on Fight Pass. Yeah. Why am I?
Right.
I'm not getting
pretty big for a little guy, right?
I'm not gonna do ESPN Plus just for the UFCs. I mean,
yeah.
I'm good. So it'll just cut my fight. It'll cut the fights that I watch down by half. Whatever.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I'll still do the pay per views, but
unless they're gonna put everything Fight Night related on.
I hadn't seen anything that says they are, because the schedule I saw, it was like there were a lot of. Like fight nights on ESPN Plus, and then Fight Pass, and then like two on ESPN Plus, pay per view, Fight Pass, and I was kind of like, oh well, I'll just miss some of these, but whatever. Yeah,
I don't want to pay for two subscriptions, man.
The thing is it's not like the old days where there's like one good pay per view a month.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really oversaturated.
Well, it's because you have so many fighters now.
You do. You know? You have so many fighters that have so many fights going on all the time that really it's like, I want to do stuff on Saturday night.
I think they need to do it a once a month thing.
Well, that would be the pay per view.
Yeah, they do the pay per view.
That's what they need to do.
But I just don't agree with having to pick up another subscription when I'm already a Fight Pass member.
Yeah,
kind of like. I think it should be one of those. You can either be a Fight Pass member or you can be an ESPN Plus member. You know, you should be able to still, you know, if you're a Fight Pass, you've been a Fight Pass. You know, I've been with Fight Pass for like 2 years now.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Or longer.
Yeah. So why am I getting penalized? I don't get to see these fights now.
You know, have them on both.
Yeah, have them on both.
You know, for the people that already had ESPN Plus, that's just
a plus. Bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever. What?
Nothing. It's making noises.
Not making noises.
I don't know. Art and Sherry were having a side conversation or something.
But we didn't make any noises.
Still, it's kind of distracting.
Oh.
You don't want to be part of the podcast?
I got more for you.
All right, so we should probably end it then.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You know, okay. Hold on. Let me explain why he wants to end it early, because he's got
he got things to do.
Yeah,
he
started
blaming on us. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's got a date tonight.
You were invited. So.
Oh my god, he's got a date with meat and cheeses.
That's right.
Beers and
fucking cigars. I don't have enough meat to get invited.
Beers and beezes. Nah,
you're missing crucial parts.
Sorry. You don't have a dick.
Yeah.
No. Don't worry, I'm not going either. No, it's okay.
Yeah, he don't have a dick either.
Yeah, work. Yeah, I have no dick.
Nope. The government got the dick this weekend.
Yep, they're gonna get it.
Are you working for free?
No, I'm not.
No,
good. I'm not working.
They passed a law the other day that all the government employees they'll get their furlough. So
don't get your money back.
Yeah, they'll get their money back.
Are you gone or are you staying home?
No,
he didn't ask his wife.
No, I did. Well, the thing is the kids are at grandma's, so this is our one night that we can.
You know what that means? This table's getting worked.
Oh yeah,
cameras all set up. Yeah, audio's already on. Cameras
off. Right,
that's Chris.
IKEA closes at 9.
Oh my god,
IKEA sure.
closes
Dude,
at 9.
That's where we're going.
I need to go to IKEA.
He's like, I gotta go to IKEA. I got the house alone.
That's what we're doing. Like, she's down there. She's down there making meals. And then once she finishes up that,
he's like, and once we're done in IKEA, there's gonna be some butt stuff happening.
Yeah, we'll come home.
Yeah, we're gonna get fucked because we're gonna try to build that shit that we just bought. That's just no fun.
Right?
I remember that his entertainment center is downstairs, but he's like, no, fuck this.
Dude, that thing almost legit caused a divorce.
For real, I believe it too, man.
It will. A lot of parts that entertainment center will, when we sell this house, that entertainment center will come with the house.
So I was coming over, hanging out with you guys before that entertainment center came up. And then when it came up, I was like, oh, that's so nice. He's like, fuck that thing.
Fuck
that thing. I was like, word. He's like, dude, let me tell you. Dude. And he loves, you know, he breaks it down, itemizes shit. So I was there like, damn, fuck that. I ain't ever.
They come in so many different sections too.
Yeah, well, that one's.
And that's why they have people that go to your house and build it now.
It's like 90s.
I would love to do that.
It's worth it.
I've loved building all the things I've gotten from IKEA.
You know what you can do is you can create a little ad, and you can say,
I don't want to go to people's houses.
Yeah. Well, then fucking don't make money, whatever.
Yeah. It was the only thing that made
don't have a side hustle.
The only thing that made that entertainment center hard was, one, that it floats, but the wall that it got mounted to wasn't perfectly flat.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So that's what made the issue.
Sounds like a problem with the construction of the house.
It's just the way it is.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't build it.
Mexicans.
I didn't say you did.
I know you looked at him like he did.
He's like, your people. I was like, it's not my people. My people didn't build it. I don't know. These are guys that do meth. They probably built the house.
You know that Chris wouldn't buy a house made by a Mexican.
Sure I would.
He's like, matter of fact, I prefer it.
Exactly.
They don't even need rulers. It's like, Mira, let's go.
You know, Chris don't like the brown people.
I love the brown people.
Hey, good. Lucky for you, I'm still, half. So like
you like Tyrone Woodley and John Jones?
No, I don't like John Jones.
I don't like John Jones. I'm just kidding. Actually, I can't say I don't like John Jones. I just don't like his – I don't think I like him maybe. I don't know. I never met him. But I imagine just from what I do know, I probably wouldn't like hanging out with him. Or – I probably would really like hanging out with him. He'd be like, hey, want some coke and hookers? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. I've never been put in that position before. I might have to say yes. I don't know. Am I drunk already? How's this work? You know what I mean? No?
No.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm past the age of wanting to do cocaine.
I've never done that shit.
Neither have I.
I'm never going to do that shit.
No.
Because I was like thinking about it.
I'll never say never.
Let me tell you why. let me tell you why I was like, I'm never doing cocaine. Or any hardcore drugs. I saw the movie Basketball Diaries, and as soon as Leonardo DiCaprio started sucking dick for blowing shit, I was like, no, it's not for me. I'm not sucking no dick.
Good to know.
Not for no drugs. Not for no nothing. Anyway.
Oh, I was going to say.
About to say.
What would you suck dick for?
You're like, $1 billion. I'm like, ooh, I can forget it.
So I guess he proves his little point out that everybody's a little
Got a price, is what I'm saying. This is a price.
So that's the thing. See, now
$1 billion. What?
Can you look at yourself in the mirror?
$1 billion later, I'll figure it out.
We've established
people done it for free. I'll do it for $1 billion. Fuck it. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm going to tell you right now. You might get some teeth.
What if you actually enjoy it?
And I'd be like, fuck, I just made $1 billion doing something I like. What? I'm serious. I'm just saying.
So at that point, you're just full on gay.
Then you're probably just gay.
That's
you have $1 billion, so you get as much D as you want.
Boom.
Boom. Win, win, win.
So any billionaires out there, my boy's willing to try.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, no. You listen, just said it.
Listen, hey. Acting on it and saying it is two totally different things. I've said a lot of shit. I was like, no, bro. I can't do it.
We've established you'll do it. Now we're just haggling price.
Yeah.
No, there's no haggling. $1 billion or... For a bus.
Yeah.
So exactly. it's gotta be a billion. It can't be a billion.
And that's after taxes, motherfucker. I'm not settling.
What if one lump sum. What if the guy comes back and, you know, kind of haggles a little bit and says, okay, I'll give you $500 million.
And I say no.
You wouldn't do it for $500 million?
No. No, I said a billion.
See, what are we doing?
We're making this pretty fucking impossible.
We know you do it.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing.
He's talking about sucking dick for $1 billion.
Yeah. You do. He's like, I do it for
just like, give me $30.
$30. Damn. Man, get high.
Do I get to pick who?
Well,
it's got to be a billionaire.
Well, a billionaire and disease-free for sure. You know, it has to be, yeah.
So, billionaire says, sure, I'm going to give you $1 billion for you to suck on these nuts.
He wouldn't even finish the sentence.
He'd be like, I gave you $1 billion. Like, waggle, waggle, waggle. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I said Pop-Tart. Oh, shit. I should have let you finish that
listen,
sentence.
Listen, man. Listen. If I had to sacrifice myself for that, it's because I take care of all my people. All you guys would be taken care of.
Well, good to know.
Yep.
Now so go, we need to go, find a billionaire.
Go suck on that dick, then.
Listen, I'll buy a stock in Listerine. I'll take a couple good showers. Call her a day. Call her a day. Here's what it is.
Then we'd be joking around. We'd be like, this cocksucker. He'd be like,
I'm like, hey.
Hey.
You promised never to bring that up.
Like, give me that car back I just bought you. The house, too. People are like, hey, what's the story? How did he be like, we don't talk about that motherfucker. Okay, do you like that car? Shut the fuck up. You like the house?
We don't talk. Don't ask this. Questions.
Don't ask questions.
What's that comment say, Sherry? I can't read it. As somebody said something, better get something.
He wants $1 billion. Better get $1 billion.
I don't think
I've got a GoFundMe started.
With a B.
Get it. Yeah.
Who said GoFundMe?
I did.
What was the last comment on that?
Better get some knee pads.
You got $1 billion? How's this work?
You know how many knee pads he can get with $1 billion?
You know how many knee pads? You know how many of you I can get for $1 billion? I can buy and sell you 1 billion times, I'm sure of it.
Shit. Art's going to buy the jeans that's got the knee pads and the zipper on the back.
Hell yeah.
Hey, we didn't say anything about that. Well, we did not say anything about
once
that.
Once you suck a cock, I'm sure you'll take it in the ass too.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. We're going skiing, motherfuckers. Here we go. We're rich. Everything is said on this podcast is just bullshit, okay, guys? Let's not get literal.
And
here.
I'm the one who talks about dicks, right?
You did. Yeah. I did. I stepped up the dick game today. Yeah. Sorry, man. I hooked you up.
You outshined me in the last 106 episodes.
First off,
just
no.
With this one.
You, it's purely entertainment, son, if you can.
Sure, okay.
Hey,
wink, wink.
Hey, when's the next wrestling thing on?
Well, didn't you say that's homoerotic?
Yeah.
You want to watch it?
Well, I mean, I'm not watching it with you.
$1 billion.
No, yeah, you're going to watch it with the billionaire.
$1 billion.
it's so, all entertainment until somebody steps up and puts $1 billion on the table. And I know. It's going to be like, oh,
you're
shit.
Like, ooh.
Called my bluff.
So let's get.
You're this. Right. I can't do it. Sherry, no. Who are you going to hook a brother up?
Let's swallow.
What?
You're going to hook your me
turn.
Up?
No.
No.
I said that I wouldn't do it. Flat out.
I'd pass it off on my good friend, Sherry. Sherry would take one for the team for us all to be
why?
Good, right?
Listen, we could build a
well,
new
you're
studio.
And, you know, you like dick, so I mean.
But I'm only half-timer.
So? Well, you build us half a studio.
You have a studio. There you go. There you go. It's a small studio. It's just like this, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
She's like, nah.
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 No, not with $1 billion? God, you're selfish. I would have took care of you.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Literally.
He's trying. He's trying. He's
anybody
he's,
got $1 million
he's
for art?
He's,
I'm like, oh.
$1 million? Oh, we're
$1 billion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'd be like a fake one. Like you get one of those fake pocket dealios. You're like.
Make the one out of chocolate.
Okay. I don't know about
melt
all
in
that.
Your mouth.
No, I'm going to die.
Don't puke.
Just for that, I think.
No.
Hey, if I puke on you, will you puke on yourself?
Oh, for sure.
I puke that way.
Wallow. Sure.
What? Why do I have to Chris? Be involved?
Because you're close.
I'm like no. A rainbow.
I don't
want to
puke on my purse.
Station on you,
listen,
and you puke on Wallow, then
you
Wallow
fuckers
sends
puke
it
on my phone and my iPad. Somebody's going to get fucked for free.
Okay. Well, it's not me. So.
I didn't know that turned you on.
I'll have puke all over me. Nah. I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a bat and shove it up on somebody's ass. That's for sure.
You get a bat?
No. Pull the. Oh yeah, we got a bat. Yeah. Pull the trigger until it goes click.
He's so stupid.
You don't
pull
know
a trigger on a bat? What's wrong with you? There's no trigger on a bat.
I don't have a bat.
There's a handle and there's a thick end and a small end. You hit them with the thick end. That's how that works. Jesus
right.
Christ.
The thick end, huh?
The thick end. That's the one that's not the handle.
I think that bang is running him.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
And the soup.
And the soup.
The soup's in the sink.
That came back up. What?
You threw up in my sink?
Fuck, yes, I did.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, I cleaned it. Okay. Didn't you hear me run the water? I run the water. I was like,
literally covered my face as soon as I heard the bleh.
Dude, it was so bad. I just hurled all over. It was the opposite of good. Like, there's bad, and the opposite is good. Well, this was, like, good, but the opposite. So it was bad. Follow that.
No. Yep.
It's like, let's say it was dark. Well, it's the opposite of dark, so it'd be light. But really, like, light's supposed to be good, so it was the opposite of light, so it was dark. So it was bad.
Okay.
So why don't you just say it was dark?
No, this is bad. Because
it was light, but good, but not.
Yeah, it's bad. You can't follow? What's wrong with you?
I have no fucking idea.
Shit. Jeez. Jesus Christ.
Checked out.
Of Latter-day Saints. Yeah, you don't like Mormons?
He's probably thinking about that D.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's already counting that money.
He's like, I'll take Bitcoin.
I'm like, one, two, no Bitcoin. Now I don't know what happened to it.
I had a billion when I started, but
now it's worth 33 cents now.
How'd this work? Terrible.
I hate you for talking me that.
$1 billion for a B deal?
Somebody lost money on that.
Oh, man, why didn't you sell when everybody else was selling? Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Because I couldn't even get into the damn account.
Oh.
That sounds like a operational problem.
It was telling me, like, wrong password, wrong this, wrong. So I just kind of forgot about it. And
they were trying to
take my $10,000. Yeah. It's okay. It's cool.
Did you put $10,000 in there? No. Oh, my God, honey, you messed up.
If I had $10,000, I sure as hell wouldn't have a broken car.
Oh, your car's broken again?
No, it's fixed now. It got fixed finally on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Two broken axles.
And then I also saw your post yesterday. What was going on with that?
Which one?
Well, the one where you're like, fuck everything.
Oh, because I got fucking pulled over.
Oh, I thought, like, you know, you...
No, I was just not, I wasn't paying attention. I was hungry. I had left training. I literally was like, I need to get to Mango Mango's before they close. They close at 10. I was pushing it, and I turned on to... was it A1A?
Yeah.
And I just wasn't paying attention. And I don't know how he got me from where he got me, because he said he got me as soon as I turned onto the road that went from 40 to 45 in a 30. I looked at my thing, I was going 39. And I'm like, I don't know how I was going 45. I literally just turned on the road. But whatever, he let me go.
Did he give you a ticket?
No.
But then why'd you write that on Facebook?
I wrote that while he was in the back.
Well, listen.
He
had all my stuff. And
well,
he's
friends with you on
Facebook.
I don't know
if you noticed, but Sherry writes a lot on Facebook.
Well,
I haven't been writing as much.
Well,
I've just been sharing.
Like the fuck you haven't?
No, I've just been sharing videos and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
As much. Go fucking look at like 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. What happened with your croutons?
What happened with the croutons?
Again.
Do I have to go yell at that person? I almost fucked somebody up over our
Where was this? Loop.
You can call us when shit like this happens and you can just vent.
Yeah, you don't have to put it on Facebook. We got
you.
I don't
fucking give a fuck. I'm so fucking over people with white posts up because I fucking can.
It's my social media. You don't like it? Delete yourself.
I don't fucking
care.
You
terrible person, you.
We're like, oh, what's wrong with Cherry now? Let's.
I thought you were dying.
Because they put fucking croutons in my fucking salad.
Listen, I thought you were dying, so I was concerned.
I was pissed.
But it turned out you weren't even getting a ticket, so what the fuck?
I know.
You had me all freaked out over nothing. I was like, she'll tell me.
No, and then I couldn't go into Mango Mango's because I had been crying, so.
You were crying? That's why you had another ticket, I bet you. He walked up, you're like,
it just was a bad day. And then I went to training. I hurt my shoulders putting my fucking gi on.
Oh,
didn't even
God.
Did some drills and one roll.
Give it up. You're just broken.
That gi kicked your ass.
Hey.
It was just a bad fucking day.
I got extra tape. I'll put you together.
I went to the chiropractor and he got it back in. Good.
Go chiropractor.
You can't use that tape. You need some crazy glue.
Oh, see what he did there? You see what he did there?
Don't even get me started on that shit.
Oh my God. So, what happened?
Nothing.
No, what?
Nothing.
Nobody. I don't know. It's just, I love it. Don't even get me started with that. Oh, really? What happened?
No. I'm so excited.
Had a bad day.
We all had a lot of bad days.
Yeah, that's the only part of the song we both knew. What's the next part? I don't know. Look,
fuck it, find out.
I had a bad day. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
You got our number. You can always call us and be like, I had a bad day. And we're like, let me tell you about my day.
No, don't be the one upper.
No.
One upper. Yeah. Oh, dude, those are the worst.
I know, right?
Yeah, you try not to be that. You try to like
Listen to people. Yeah.
Listen to them and like.
Let them vent.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, people don't have compassion anymore.
No.
Really?
No.
Which people are we talking about?
Everybody.
Everybody.
You talking about me?
Everybody.
You can't say everybody.
She's talking about me.
You definitely can't say everybody. Not in this room.
I know.
Can't say everybody. Not in this room.
No, because I know, because like every time
she doesn't mean the people here. She means.
Oh, yes, she does. Oh, yes, she does. She means that one right there.
She's talking about me.
Probably. Because every time she posts something.
I do the same thing back to him.
Wallow does buster
the
over.
The very first post will be fucking Wallow's gif of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, but I do it. I do it back to him. So
that has to be one of the best gifs.
I love it, though.
It is. It is.
It's great.
It
takes a while to find that one sometimes.
Like I don't post a lot, but when I do... And I see Sherry Arnold commented on your post. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And I'm like, yeah.
It's about to go down. And then it's like, before you know, you got Hillary dumbass Clinton up on there. Like,
oh. And then it's just a line of just gifts.
Yep.
I love it.
Everybody else on her social media is probably, man, this Wallow guy.
He's a dick.
What a dick.
There was one I posted. It was a good post. And he did that. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was a good post.
What are you doing?
It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. He's
yeah,
it
don't matter. Nope. Yeah. I'm just having a good time.
Yeah.
It's open game, people.
Oh god, that was too funny. Yeah, that's my.
Who made the gifts? What's a meme? Like, who made a meme? I keep thinking about that. Who created that? And who gave it a word? And how they know how to say it?
Google it.
Yeah. I tried.
What does he say?
I didn't really find any like specific.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want answers.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Wait, what's the answer?
Well, something I'm just constantly thinking about, like who created the meme and how do they call it a meme and is it a meme or a meme? Like,
it's a meme.
But how do you know?
No, that's how you pronounce it.
Post it on Facebook and see if any of your 5,000 friends will.
Yeah,
reply.
You're so popular.
Yeah.
Hey, no lie though, they just put in an article that a blue belt female will get.
I yeah. shared that.
You're
too,
the one
guys.
That sent this to me. Yeah. With tits will get more follows than the well-accomplished black belt.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it's
not
true.
Me. I'm like, if I want to see tits, I'll just go watch porn.
I don't
porn.
Have that many followers.
No, we're like not 5, talking about you. We're talking about that the chick.
Oh,
you
sorry.
You have like 5,000 of them. What are you talking
not
about?
Not a chick.
Yeah, you only have 5.
No, but she has 30 on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
You only have 5.
So. I only saw the one picture. Who knows what
five
else the
people?
Rest of them is.
5,000.
I don't have 5,000 on Instagram.
On Facebook.
4,000.
Now, I'm sure one of your 4,000 will be able to tell you what a meme is and how
she deletes them on their birthdays.
How it originated and what's
that's
the
a good idea to do.
Yeah, it.
Boop, oh, delete. I don't even like you. Just like that way you can delete it a little bit throughout the whole year. It's good.
Actually, just delete the page and start a new one.
Add me
it's,
first, though.
It's a cat. It's down here.
It's the same cat that's been here since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard it meowing.
Yeah.
Oh. Long as it's not the bald one. Those ones are mean.
They're not mean.
No, they're not mean.
Okay, well, they try to rub their balls on me sometimes, and I don't like that either.
Wow. It says the guy that sucks a dick for $1 billion.
First off, nobody sucked a dick, and there's no $1 billion. If so, okay. I would not be here right now. We'd be in a fancy studio. You're welcome.
Well, you better get to it so we can get that studio.
Selfish bitch.
I know. I'm looking out for my best interest, too.
Yeah, I need a new computer. So
yeah, Chris needs a new computer.
You definitely need a new computer to watch
car.
All that porn on.
You better juggle you those balls.
Dang. Yeah.
Her car's like dang. 3 years old. And he's got like 300,000 miles.
Almost 200.
This is the deal. Sherry, me and you will work out a deal, right? Okay, this is what we'll do.
Uh-oh.
So we'll make that deal. And then I'll be like, okay, but you got to turn out the lights. You handle business.
No.
I'll give you half.
That doesn't sound like works a deal like to me.
You know, you get half $1 billion, 500 billion. Million.
Five.
Million. With the M. 500 million. I get 500 million. And then we'll treat these people. Because we like them.
I'm going to just give Wallow his never-ending gifts.
That's okay. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because I throw them back at you.
You started part. It.
That's the way we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do this, okay?
And I'm going to finish it. Mm. Anywho.
Right.
Yeah, on that note.
Anything else that we got?
Well, Wallow really wants to go. And
no, I'm asking you.
Hang out with these dudes and eat meat. And
that's right, bro. You guys were invited.
Don't say you guys.
Yeah.
No, it was guys.
I know.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking at you, so yeah, I guess he's kind of
girls.
Right.
Girls are not invited.
I can't, man. I got to work too early in the morning,
bro. I'm just
going
to go to the
and
gym.
If I show up hungover, well,
yeah, I know, I'm fat.
Yeah. She said it. I didn't.
You guys are so mean to each other.
I didn't say it. She said it. I'm just giving her the thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's all.
While it went. fat ass.
Fat harsh.
That's the shirt right there.
Right.
Fat and an ass, but with a bunch of S's.
There you go.
All around the back. Fat. It goes all around the back.
Like a glittery snake.
Fat ass. Circles down the legs.
No. I don't know. Maybe that's too much.
Fat ass. She has.
Anywho.
Juicy.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm good, man. I think I'm good.
Sherry, anything you want to plug? You want to send a shout out to your new best friends at your new school?
No.
We're all cool here. So, you know, we'll give them a shout out. Me. Huh?
I said, y'all are just hating on me.
No, we're not hating on you.
Who's y'all? Did I hate on you?
Right. He's not.
Have I been anything but supportive?
His.
I'm being supportive.
That was pretty supportive.
I'm saying let's give him a shout out.
I'm saying, are you saying I'm not being supportive?
All right, well,
I'm pretty sure.
Give a shout out to your peoples at your Palm Coast school.
I mean, they don't listen. What?
Okay.
She don't get it.
All right, whatever.
I don't need to.
Okay, cool. Moving on. Art, anything else you want to add? Any sponsors or? Chris, anything we add?
No, man. We good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support. We have this episode, which is 107 part duh. And I'm going to try to upload the episode where I was a guest on the next podcast with Brandon Brewer and Zach Billings. So we'll catch you next week.
Peace.